to The Good Stuff with the Sonoma County Wine Growers. I'm Virginie Boone alongside Carissa Cruz, President and CEO of The Wine Growers. We're here to talk about what makes Sonoma County such a special place to grow, make, and enjoy wine.
Yes, we are.
We are. You know, I have a question and something I want to tell you about after the question.
You didn't prepare me for this.
No, I know, which is, you know, what makes radio so exciting. I had this kind of funny dream since the last time I saw you that you wanted me to write a musical.
Really?
And I wanted to just make sure that was not true.
Absolutely, that's true. Did you not read that in your contract?
I really thought
I dreamt it. We want a weekly column.
So this is real.
A radio show, and now the Sonoma County Wine Grower musical.
Okay.
What do you think about The Good Stuff musical? Do you think we could get the farmers to like sing and dance?
I think we could put on a show.
We could put on a real show.
I think
people would pay for that. We'll have to ask our guests today if they would pay to see farmers sing and dance, because I think I would.
Don't they always sing and dance?
No, I guarantee you they do not.
What about this time of year? I mean, things are
they're
quiet.
They're happy right now. Yeah, they're happy. And 2023 was such a great vintage. We've been talking a lot about that. Was doing a media interview the other day and we're talking about trends for 2024. And I was like, well, first we have to start by talking about how exciting it's going to be to bottle all the 2023 wines, because the quality is just outstanding.
Yeah. So. And there's a lot of it.
So, yeah, rare that you have a long harvest where you get great quantity and quality at the same time. So I think the farmers are happy. The wineries are happy. I think everyone was really happy for holidays to have a break, too. So, and off we go. So, 2024.
And I think that's not the only thing we have to look forward to in 2024.
One of
the other things that we have to look forward to, we're going to be talking about today. So you want to introduce our guest?
Yeah, it's the third annual Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience. Super excited to have our two guests in studio today, both personal friends and partners, Steve Deveris and Dusky Estes, who are, well, we're going to give Steve Deveris a pass for being local because he lives over in the other region next to us, but that's totally fine because he's still a very, very cool human being. And we love our partners over in Napa Valley, too.
And they grow grapes.
And actually, their wineries buy about 30% of Sonoma County grapes to make wine over in Napa Valley from Sonoma County grapes. So I always love to thank them for promoting Sonoma County wines in their tasting rooms over in Napa Valley. We appreciate that extra little promotion. So it's fabulous. So Steve Deveris is a longtime friend and partner and the co-founder and really the person that has made a vision come to fruition for the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience, and then does all the hard work behind the scenes too. So vision and hard work. So we'll get to talk to him about all of that. Mm-hmm. And then I think fans locally, certainly the local Sonoma County community and fans of the Food Network and everything chef and bacon and pig and all sorts of things. Bacon popcorn specifically. I've really enjoyed that over my lifetime here in Sonoma County. But Dusky is a farmer, a chef, and also the executive director of Farm to Pantry, which is an incredible organization in our community. So we're going to get to talk to her about all of that, and then also her role and the role of the organization in the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience. So much good stuff for the Good Stuff show today.
Right. And
again, I just want to say that I grew up watching Hee Haw, and so I would like a musical with farmers singing and dancing. I think it's a great idea.
Wait a minute. So, Steve, you're not even supposed to be on air yet, and now you're already making demands.
Yes. He just busted in.
He just busted in.
So there's no security here.
Yeah, what happened? Yeah, we're gonna have to work on this. But I do. So, why would you like a show with the farmers? What are you saying?
No, did you see Hee Haw?
I think I might be a little younger than you, Steve.
Yeah, everybody's younger than me. Did you see Hee Haw?
I did see it.
I have to say, though, I have actually been on stages as a dancing farmer, like in my overalls with my pitchfork. So, singing. So, I've already done it.
So,
I'm your gal, yes. So,
We're halfway there. I think we just created another project.
So, what I really love is these two make dreams come true. And so, literally, in this case, Virginie, they're going to make your dream come true.
I need other dreams.
I'm really excited. I hope you keep a little notebook next to your bed so you can write down all of your dreams.
I'm going to think a little bit harder about whether I mentioned them on air, but
I am having this vision of Dusky, like, leading the charge and my husband behind her, who's, like, this big bulky guy, right, Steve?
Dude, we'd be a great duo.
You would be a great duo. I want to know if you could teach him how to hula hoop, though. That would be, like, the full win.
Yeah, I've also been on stage with a hula hoop.
Yes,
I've seen it all.
Yes, you're just kind of an amazing, very talented human being.
We just like good times.
Good times.
Good times on the good stuff. We will be right back with our guests, who we will actually let in the studio now. Back on the good stuff, and we have officially let our guests in for today's conversation.
How do you not let them in if they want a hula hoop?
And if they let themselves in. I mean, so we're here with Steve Tavares, founder, CEO of Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience, and Dusky Estes, Queen of Pork, among other titles, farmer, chef, participant at Healdsburg Wine and Food, and many other things.
All around badass.
All around badass.
Totally.
Yes, right. So today on the Badass Hour, we're here to find out. Well, we want to talk a lot about the Healdsburg Wine and Food event, and it's about to hit its third year, which is a pretty monumental achievement, I think, in events.
Very much.
So maybe Steve and Carissa, you can both talk a little bit about the idea and how long it took to kind of get it off the ground, because my understanding from afar is that it was seamless and easy and happened very quickly.
Well, Steve made it look that way.
That's a walk in the park.
Yeah. Well, Virginia, I'll take us way back when, during COVID. I don't know if you remember, but you had a role in this, Virginia, because you were on a Zoom with me and Ray Isle from Food & Wine Magazine, and we were brainstorming.
I think I was asleep.
What? Come on.
I was dreaming of
musicals. I was seeing dancing farmers in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
But we were talking about really elevating the brand Sonoma County and also looking at how do we get more people into the region, not just locals, supporting what we were doing. And we talked about doing kind of an event. At the time, it didn't have nearly the extended vision of sort of a global wine and food event. It was a much smaller scale that, you know, a small organization like Sonoma County Wine Growers could potentially execute on our own. But out of that brainstorm, I think Ray and Steve Tavares, who's a longtime sort of partner with Food & Wine Magazine and Travel & Leisure and other publications, I think had a side conversation. And I remember Steve calling me. He was like, I think I could help you do something with this event. And I was like, what event are you talking about? Well, Ray told me. And I'm like, oh, no. After I got mad at Ray for a minute and then realized that was very, very smart of Ray to tell Steve Tavares.
Yeah.
And so that was, I think, just the initial, like, there was this tiny little nugget of an idea, and then Steve really had this incredible vision for what it could be, and not only a vision for what it could be, but the wherewithal, passion, tenacity, and probably partial stupidity to want to make it all happen, because I think you have to have a little, like, just brazen, like, I'm not going to really try to figure out how hard this is going to be, because if I really understand that, I might not do it. But instead, I'm just going to jump in and make this incredible thing happen.
Thank God, dumb as a box of rocks.
It usually serves you know, a lot of good purposes.
You did challenge Dusky to a hula hoop competition, so I did not think you were the smartest person in that moment. So we now have a track record.
He doesn't think ahead, maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's it. You just jump in. So I appreciate that. But I'm going to, Steve, turn it over to you, because I think, I don't know if I got the story full right, but that was my version of kind of how the conversation started.
Yeah, I think that her version of having an event that would elevate the brand of Sonoma County, after doing some research on, you know, how can you put an event together that would actually be a business? One of the thoughts was, if you really want to elevate the brand, usually Sonoma County events are, that's mostly Sonoma County wine.
Yeah.
And so in a way, we're talking to ourselves about
ourselves.
Sonoma County wine.
About ourselves.
I thought that if you wanted to elevate the brand, that you should be able to showcase your beautiful wines here with the greatest other great wine regions of the world. So convincing Carissa, whose job it is to promote Sonoma County wine and grapes, was not an easy task. And luckily she had the vision to see that that was a really good idea. And so her original vision was turned into a bigger global event that is what the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience is meant to be, where we have wines from all the great wine regions of the world come in a smaller way. It's mostly still Sonoma County wines.
Very supportive,
because Sonoma there's a lot of great wine, and we've luckily had a lot of support from the wine community here, and we had a waiting list of wineries that wanted to get in this last year, and I would actually like to see even, you know, a slightly larger percentage of outside wines in. I think we didn't really pay attention to that because there's so many great wines here that it was, you know, hard to turn people away when they're so good.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, no, and I think, Steve, you're totally right. I think when you said, let's invite other wine regions in, and it was a moment of, like, the farmers are never going to go for this. Like, they don't grow grapes. They don't make wines from other regions. The farmers grow grapes here. Like, that's it. And but I think you really positioned, and the other thing you added to this is that in all of your experience with Food and Wine, the magazine, and all of their events that they do, that there was never been a global wine event in a wine region in the United States. And so for Sonoma County to be able to really put ourselves on the map as being a home to that and the first to do that all of a sudden became a really attractive part of the conversation. And then when I went to the board, surprisingly, maybe they had more vision than even I did. They were like, yeah, let's do that. And let's not be afraid. It's time. Sonoma County has arrived. It's time. We, you know, are ready to put our wines up on the stage against any other wine region and let consumers really enjoy the best of the best. And I think that makes it really exciting.
The other thing that makes the event so fun and exciting is that the canvas we have to work with is Sonoma County.
Yes.
And the wineries, you can't replicate that anywhere else. You just can't go to another region and have incredible wineries to work with that you can do lunches and dinners at or tastings. And so it's an endless supply of interesting places to choose from to do an event here.
Yeah. And it was fun when we went to Aspen, because we love supporting the Aspen Food and Wine event, the classic there, and we've gone for years, and it's an important event for wineries and Sonoma County. But I remember the first time going that June right after our first May event, and I was looking around at all the decorations, in quotes, and I remember going up to the publisher, I'm like, how much money did you spend trying to make this look like a wine region? You know, right. Like, well, versus the natural backdrop of beautiful Sonoma County, where it's literally just here, and you just are immersed in the vineyards, you're immersed in ag, rural community, and getting that sense as soon as you drive into our county and come to the event that, like, you are in a wine region and an ag region.
The other thing that's great is that there's a lot of culinary talent already here. So stars
and literally like, one in studio.
Yeah, like so stars like Dusky Estes and Krista Lidke and Domenica Catelli and Doug Keene at Cyrus, and
the
we have Single Thread
and
here.
Single Thread.
And
Justin Bellette. So I mean, it goes on and on.
Our new positioning is that we try to pair a local star with an outside star that we bring in almost every event. And that's sort of what it's turned into in every event. So it's really interesting for the consumers to be able to experience the local talent as well as outside talent in one place.
So maybe we should hear from the talent.
Yep. Which basically means, Steve, she just called us not talent. So did you catch that? I just want to make sure.
Did you get the dig?
Yeah, did you get the dig?
Yeah. You've not seen my hula hooping, so be
That's
careful.
That's true. Yeah.
I cannot wait.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. This is a throwdown. I'm serious.
Hula hoop throwdown. Yeah. We're gonna raise money for the event. Maybe can we get a stage during the grand tasting and maybe have you both up there?
Just so you know, my sister, who's a circus performer, thought she could take me down in this area.
Ooh, oh, that wasn't mentioned.
Oh no,
whoa. Yeah. We didn't get any context.
I know. I'm like, now I'm shaking in my mud boots.
In your mud boots that have bees
in
on
your
them.
Overalls.
In your overalls and your mud boots.
I'm like, oh no.
I think he has to hula hoop in mud boots and overalls to just level the playing field a little bit. Yeah.
But I mean, I want to talk about what I love about this festival. What
yes, please.
I love about this festival is that Sonoma County is diverse in agriculture. It is not a monoculture.
Thank you.
And
yes.
The food grows here. And where the food grows, it tastes the best. Because it doesn't have to be picked and travel.
Yeah.
And so that's why we have so many dynamic chefs here and so many amazing farms to represent. And so this event showcases the wine, but also all of the amazing food that is grown here and made here. And it's also the most diverse chef platform of any event that I've ever seen. So when I say diverse chefs, it's chefs of color. It is women. It is the most open celebrity chef experience.
Yeah.
And you get real access to those celebrities, and they are really good people. Like Amanda Freitag is one of my besties. Same thing with Manit. So you, along with all of the star-studded local talent, Tracy Shipos, Dustin Vallette, Krista, Dominica, you get amazing folks from the national scene who are not aloof. They are ready to engage with you, teach you, celebrate with you, and be present.
Yeah, and it's so much fun.
Yeah, that's actually a great point. There's a reason I brought you here.
Because she's a great spokesperson and amazing.
She's talented and smart. And I think that exactly what you said is that we wanted to create a situation that felt like Bay Area, that was as diverse as the Bay Area. And all the chefs, like we were mentioning the playground that we have to do events, you have the playground of the great agriculture to play with when you cook. And I think that is why it attracts so many great chefs here.
But I think for the consumers, too, what really differentiates it is that people get to go into the farms. They get to go into the vineyards. They're not just at the event in one place. Like, you really bring people in. And I think a lot of that came from some of the truck talks that you were doing already, Carissa.
The vineyard immersions.
For people that were coming to visit, whether they were sommelier groups or others, that, you know, to really show them where wine starts.
One of the lunches we do during the event, which is one of my favorite events that we do, it was relegated to only VIPs the first 2 years, but we're opening up to a la carte so anyone could buy this lunch, which is a lunch we're doing with Tracy Shepos and Manit Chauhan at the Kendall Jackson in the middle of their garden. And so you're talking about how close the food is to you're literally sitting right next to where the food is, and they use that produce with the meal. So you have two incredible female chefs cooking food that's coming directly from their garden, and it kind of represents the best of what this event is trying to be.
Yeah, we had Tucker, their farmer, on our show now a while back.
It feels like just yesterday,
and got to hear just his approach in farming to deliver this incredible culinary experience for chefs around the area. And so, yes, an incredible.
So obviously I want to jump in and sing the praises of Tucker on all things that are good as we talk about being here. Tucker is truly good. He is one of the iconic farmers in our region. He came to us actually from the four-letter word county. he used to be the farmer for Thomas Keller at the French Laundry, and now he, for the last over decade, has been the farmer for Jackson Family Wines. And Farm to Pantry, which is the organization that I am executive director of it and a recipient of the funds from this event. Tucker is on our board, and we get to glean in that garden. So
that's
that
awesome.
Garden grows food not only for the Jackson Family Wines events and this event with Manit and Tracy that you must attend. It also grows food for 29 Michelin stars.
Yep.
Every Michelin star restaurant buys from Tucker. And when a product is too big, if you know, he may sell, you know, a dime size turnip for $1.50 each to these restaurants. But when it gets too big for the Michelin star restaurants, there is a happy place to feed our community members that are facing food insecurity. And so we get to go into that amazing garden and harvest whatever is no longer good for the sale, but still incredibly nutritious and delicious, and share it with our community members.
Yeah. And that garden is spectacular. Like, I've seen the French Laundry garden a lot of times, and I think this is as good or better than any other garden I've ever seen in my life. And they set up a really long table with shade, pergola, and people are just having a great time sharing wine and food directly from the garden from these amazing chefs. It's something you should check out if you could. For now, anyone can buy it. So,
and the bestest wines. So you cannot go wrong with what's on your plate or in your glass.
I know. And I always love, when I started this role, I think Honor Comfort was the first person I heard it from. But what grows together goes together. And I think that's absolutely true of our food and wine experience here in Sonoma County because we're so blessed with both. Good stuff all around.
We definitely are blessed with both.
So I think we have to take a break, Virginie, but I was just going to throw out there healdsburgwineandfood.com if you're so excited to get your tickets now for the event and specifically this incredible farm-to-table experience at the Kendall Jackson Wine Center. I think you can go there and we'll give you more information when we come back.
When we come back. Stuff with our guest Steve Deveris, founder and CEO of Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience, and Dusky Estes, executive director of Food to Pantry, Queen of Pork, chef, farmer, and participant in Healdsburg Wine and Food.
For sure.
And hula hooper.
And apparently. We keep going back to the hula hoops. I don't know what to do about that. But
now she's intimidated by Steve's expertise in the hula hooping.
The circus thing was, that was a
whole,
surprise.
Yeah,
again,
game changer.
It's my sister, not me. But.
Okay, well. So when we left, we were talking about the great event that is going to be happening at Kendall Jackson amidst Tucker's beautiful gardens. But Steve, maybe go back to the beginning. When is the event? Sort of how does it work? We gave people the website, but how best do people think about getting tickets?
Okay, great. So the event is going to be May 16th through the 19th. It's the weekend before Memorial Day. The website, just as a reminder, is healdsburgwineandfood.com. And all of our tickets, both a la carte, you can buy things a la carte, single events, you could create your own weekend if you want. And we currently have up all of our weekender, platinum weekender packages, which is our VIP experience, which is truly an amazingly curated experience where you're kind of handheld from beginning to end, the best of the best of what happens throughout the weekend. And the event is all over Healdsburg. But the biggest event happens on Saturday, May 18th, which will be our grand tasting that happens at what normally is the parking lot where the farmer's market is. And we take over the whole parking lot. We put up big tents and smaller tents and umbrellas, and we put down AstroTurf, and we have music, and we have incredible chefs. Hopefully Dusky Estes will be one of those incredible chefs cooking there, along with other star chefs. So you have incredible diversity of wines. We had, I think, over 125 different wineries this last year.
From around the world.
From around the world.
This is a global wine and food event.
Yep.
So you can,
in our backyard.
And I was sort of surprised at the quality of the wines that came in. So people who go to other food and wine festivals all over the country, all over the world, including Aspen and Pebble Beach, were amazed at the quality of the wines that were there. So we had everything from, you know, Rain and Donham and incredible
Stone Street and Goldfield Street and all these great
Dutton Goldfield, exactly.
Do you like that?
You're so good with the plugs.
I just put it in right there, slid it in.
That was so
we
natural.
Really only bring in wines that Dutton Ranch sells grapes to. Always the best. Always the best wines.
Oh, good.
And some of our wines were, you know, $350 a bottle, and it cost $250 total to get in for 4 hours of the day. So it's probably the best bargain.
I think it's a great
going.
Yeah, it's a great event. And I agree, the wine's top notch.
And I think kind of a throwback to, I think, some of the major kind of global events that people go to. probably years ago is still, and now at Healdsburg, you are meeting the growers and the winemakers, and those are the folks that are behind the table pouring wines. And I think we were able to kind of get that sense of feeling very like a community, and you're meeting the maker, which I think is actually the theme, meet the makers.
That is the theme of our whole event, which is the makers behind the magic.
Yeah.
People like Dusky, who literally put their hands in the earth and figure out how to create incredible dishes from the agriculture that we have surrounding us. This year, we're leaning into fun. So the event over the first 2 years, we had some really amazing dinners at Cyrus or Single Thread. We had lunch at Single Thread. And those kind of incredible experiences people love. But we decided we want to do things that you can't buy on your own this year. So we're creating incredible experiences. Like, as an example, we're having a pool party at Coppola on Sunday with a brunch. It'll be a brunch for VIPs, but then anyone could buy the pool party. And we'll have incredible bites and wine by the pool. We're doing, we're leaning into diversity, as Dusky was saying earlier. We have a Shifting the Lens program, a lunch that we're going to do also on Sunday at Jay Winery.
Yep.
We're having a Japanese-themed dinner at Brie Kalor, which will be amazing. We're going to have, they already have three incredible chefs that work there, Todd Knoll and Thomas Bellick. And I think that Charlie Palmer oversees the whole culinary program there. Hmm. But we're also going to bring in an incredible Japanese chef from, I think, Seattle. So that'll be an amazing a la carte event that anyone could buy.
And then, of course, my favorite event is the barbecue lunch out at Dutton Ranch. And that is something, not only do we have our sommeliers that are in for the event attend that, but consumers can buy that, guests can buy that lunch as well.
Absolutely. Not only is it your favorite event, it's everybody's favorite event. Oh. That was the first event. The two events that sold out first were the barbecue, which we have a local barbecue king from Oakland, Matt Horn.
Yep. Awesome.
Who unfortunately his whole restaurant burned down recently.
I know, which is crazy.
And so we're excited to have him just because we love him and
want to support him.
People love you because it's also an incredible deal. You get a barbecue lunch with an incredible chef and private tours after that of vineyards all around Sonoma County. So it's an amazing opportunity for that.
I want to put in a plug for Friday night.
Food truck event at
Rodney Strong.
Wait.
Piglet. You want to come get a BLT? I'm just telling you, we're gonna do fried green tomato BLTs because tomatoes aren't ready yet.
Okay.
Music, amazing food trucks, and a benefit for Farm to Pantry. Farmtopantry.org is a nonprofit that harvests food on farms and backyards in Sonoma County to feed marginalized families. Last year, we harvested and shared 1.6 million servings of incredible local food. And to give access to everyone in our community to this good food feels crazy powerful. So you can be a part, and you can have fun at the same time with the music, the amazing wines at Rodney Strong, and some fun food trucks like the Black Piglet.
Yeah, and Rodney Strong's another great partner of this event and of a lot of what we do in the community here. So
we're working on the talent right now for that concert, and we'd have discussing the genres of music that we should have. So the first
something
years
you can hula hoop to, right?
Right. Yes, for sure. That's a good lawn for maybe that competition.
Yeah.
I'd love your listeners to write in and tell what kind of genre of music they most care about.
That's a good idea. I mean, last year was Maddie and Tay. I seem to remember.
Yeah, the band Perry was the year before. So we've kind of leaned into country so far, but we're open to all genres.
So can we maybe talk a little bit more about the beneficiaries? Because I know, I mean, Farm to Pantry is a very important one, but there are others.
Yeah, so the other is the Grape Growers Foundation, which supports vineyard workers throughout Sonoma County and does an amazing job of that. And they use some of our funds to create their Leadership Academy, which teaches these vineyard workers skills that they cannot learn on their own, to advance their careers. And it culminated with we got Alaska Airlines to fly these people to Washington, D.C. with Senator Thompson, really talk about what matters to them and how much they contribute to the actual product that ends up in the bottle. And it was very emotional. They were just so happy to be there. The wine growers put together a video that showcases the actual experience itself. And I was blown away after I watched this video. It's very emotional because they were getting emotional, how much it meant to them to be able to be heard in Washington, D.C., probably for the first time ever.
Yeah, and that having been on that trip to DC, which was such an incredible experience, and just so what was so impressive to me and so much fun was that the vineyard employees were actually running up to the members of Congress who were at the wine caucus with a bottle of wine and say, try this, I grew these grapes. And there was so much pride in what they do and the fact that they're part of agriculture, and they talked about just their love of farming, which I think is one of the tenets of the Healdsburg event and clearly a huge part of Sonoma County in general. So just awesome that some of the fun. So go to this event. Not only is it so much fun, but it does support our local community, Farm to Pantry, the Grape Growers Foundation, to support our vineyard employees and other 4-H and other events in Healdsburg too, and organizations. So it's a really great have fun, give back experience. So you can't, it's a win-win-win-win-win.
Right.
All over the place. And the connection that you talked about earlier about meeting the maker, like in Sonoma County, you still get to touch the person that is so proud of the product
yes.
that they made. When you just described that story of the farm worker running up with the bottle of wine, like that is how I feel every day when yeah. we harvest food and then I share it and I see the face of somebody receiving the food.
Yeah.
That is the immediate gratification. And so when you come to this festival, you are face to face with the people that actually made the wine.
It's so awesome.
I think it's why people love this event so much.
Yeah. So let's take a quick break and then we'll be back.
We are back on The Good Stuff, and when we left, we were talking about all the great things that are going to be happening at this year's Healdsburg Wine and Food event, and how much the community within Sonoma County benefits from this event. But we also wanted to hit some of the highlights that people can look forward to this year.
Well, the biggest highlight, just to repeat again, is the Grand Tasting, which happens
yes.
on Saturday, May 18th. It's there's a local discount if you live in Healdsburg, otherwise it's $250. I think Pebble Beach Food and Wine just announced their ticket prices. It's $475 wow. to go to the Grand Tasting there.
Wow.
Ours is $250. And I think we are a really great deal. So that's always fun. One of the things I'm really excited about this year, we're doing a Bollywood theme food and dance party at La Crema Winery for VIPs. It'll be really fun. You can hula hoop there as well if you want.
I was like, I do.
Change the light bulb, dancing,
yeah,
whatever you want.
Seriously.
Manit and Tracy Shepos will be highlighted along with Stephanie Izard, who's one of our star chefs who has restaurants in both LA and Chicago. So it'll be an amazingly fun thing. I think kind of leaning into that fun, the shifting the lens lunch at Gallo, the pool party at Coppola, the barbecue that's happening at Dutton Ranch on Friday.
Yep.
And then we have another VIP lunch that's happening at Ferrari Carano, where we're bringing in, we have a local star, which is Krista Lidke, who from Guerneville, paired with Kelsey Barnard Clark, who we're bringing in from Alabama. She won Top Chef. She's supposedly amazing. Can't wait to try her food. So lots of fun things going on all weekend, including a cocktail event at Lo and Behold on Friday afternoon.
Which I did go to last year. It was super fun.
I think I'll be at that.
Yeah. So we bring in all the local bartenders in Healdsburg yeah. from all the great restaurants around town, as well as Lo and Behold has incredible cocktails on their own and food. So it'll be a really fun event. And the concert at Rodney Strong, where you can get black pig BLTs, which is the greatest thing ever.
Ever.
Ever. Ever.
And no, those... what about what's happening at Little Saint?
Oh, thank you for reminding me.
What is happening at Little Saint?
So,
it's going to be cool,
I swear. We're doing two new things. We're doing a cooking demo at Little Saint with Amanda Freitag, who's your best bud. She's the first time at the event. Really excited to have her. She's an incredible star on the Food Network. And we're also doing our Pinot Talk seminar there, which is a blind tasting where we compare Pinots from around other regions to Sonoma County Pinots.
So awesome.
And just everyone gets to blind taste and try to guess where they're from. Super fun.
It's
and
really fun.
Interactive.
Wow, that's going to be a great.
Yeah.
No, and I just love the whole event. I feel like everywhere I go, I'm like, I recognize that person. And I'm like on my phone, I'm like, oh yeah, that's the chef from blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, it's just, oh, I know that winemaker. Oh, that wine I recognize. It's so fun because it's the best of the best. And who's who.
Yeah.
We're very thoughtful about the chefs we bring in because Sonoma County has always been known for friendly. The difference between this valley and wine region and any other one is that it's accessible to all the artisans and the makers. And so we wanted chefs to come in that were consumer friendly, that take pictures with people, and some of them have done videos with people, and they say hello, and you get it's the intimacy of our event that makes it so special.
And they're in the mix. It's not like they're behind some big booth where you don't get to actually talk and see what they're doing, which is really fun.
And, you know, after the hula hoop off, the Pinot off, I think, I'm already excited about Russian River and Sonoma Coast against any other region.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. You're going down, I'm telling you.
Yes.
Very clearly. Oh, and I forgot, we're doing a new thing. So we had a champagne and caviar seminar last year. We are doing a Battle of the Bubbles this year, which will be bubbles from throughout California versus actual champagne from France, and we're going to have a
Where is that? I'm going.
You had us at bubbles.
It's going to be a he said she said competition. Ooh. Where Leslie Sobracco and Ray Isle face off and discuss the ins and outs of California versus France.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. It'll be really fun.
Is Ray doing France?
We don't know exactly the format yet, but we'll figure it out.
I'm like, Leslie better not go to the dark side.
Yeah, I don't think she will.
And it's, it's California Caviar, which is an incredible caviar sponsor of ours, who will serve multiple kinds of caviar there as well.
And is that event at Matheson?
That'll be at Bacchus Landing.
Oh, yeah, great.
And we're also doing another seminar, which I forgot.
But wait, there's more.
There's more. Crown Jewels of Sonoma County. We are going to represent a varietal that would be a really big star of Sonoma County, and each so we'll have a Bordeaux blend or a Cabernet, a Chardonnay, a Sauvignon Blanc, a Pinot, and a Zinfandel.
Love it.
All like the stars of the best of the best.
That's HealdsburgWineAndFood.com. Go there now. Get your tickets.
May 16th through the 19th.
Can't miss event of the year.
We are back on The Good Stuff here to wrap it up.
Of course, I'm very biased because I love when we get to show anyone what we actually do and how we farm in Sonoma County. So it's really fun to actually, whether you're a consumer, a sommelier, just an enthusiast, actually get you out in the vineyard with the farmer talking about the ranch and actually drinking the wine from that vineyard, like in the place. As Dusky said earlier, to be able to be surrounded and eat the food that's like right next to you is an incredible thing. It's the same with the wine. So that's part of the Friday Dutton Ranch lunch experience. So you come have a great lunch at Dutton Ranch with a barbecue celebrity chef Matt Horn, and then you get whisked away by one of our local farmers in their truck. So slang version of this experience is truck talks, because you get to get in a truck with a farmer and hear
and talk. It's amazing.
And then they take you to one of their favorite ranches. They might swing by, go over to their neighbor's ranch and chit chat. It's all about sort of an afternoon with a farmer and kind of their life and what they do and what matters to them. That is my most anticipated Healdsburg Wine and Food experience. And then I'm going to head straight up for Battle of the Bubbles because, you know, I love bubbles.
I've heard. all right. Well, mine, you know, I want to do all those things.
Yes.
I think this event is so fun across the board. So learning that it's going to be even more fun is hard to imagine. But I think having a meal in the gardens that Tucker has so meticulously taken care of is definitely speaking to me. And I'm often at Lo and Behold, so you never know. I might just be there
hanging
out. Afternoon, too.
Dusky, I see.
Bollywood with Stephanie Izard and Manit.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. La Crema and Tracy know how to throw an amazing party.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that place will be a hot place to be. And maybe Steve and I will do our hula hoop off there. We'll have to see what happens.
I know. I've never seen you intimidated, Dusky.
I know.
And now after he threw down.
I can't believe I'm intimidated by him.
I know. Sorry. I know. Seriously.
Really? Of course, I want you to come play with me at Rodney Strong.
Yes.
Have some of those wines in the glass and some epic bacon from the Black Piglet. So come join us at the food truck event.
That's Friday night. We're moving a concert to Friday night this year. So it'll be easier for all people to get to all the different things.
So it's HealdsburgWineAndFood.com. It is BlackPigMeatCo.com if you want to order and have some of what Dusky does so well in your own fridge.
Yeah, we ship all over the country, and it's snout to tail. So it's bacon, but it's also lip lardo. Chicharrón peanut butter cups and that raucous bacon caramel popcorn. So it's so much more. And please support all of our nonprofits here. FFA.
All right. Well,
there's so much good stuff today.
We are out of time. I can't believe it. But thank you for joining us on the Good Stuff Hour today. Thank you to our guests.
And we'll see you in May at the Hillsburg Wine and Food Experience.